Hello?
Hi, it's Dina with Family First. How are you?
How are you?
I was just calling to see if you still need a caregiver.
I needed one Monday. Are you
I
the
know.
Guys that were supposed to bring one here Monday?
You
didn't bring one.
She didn't show up.
I didn't have nobody. And I had my caregiver here, the one that doesn't do shit, and I had my waiver caseworker here.
Okay.
And I wanted them to see, and nobody was here. And then my caregiver took off yesterday and today for a family emergency. Understandable. But they're coming to show my apartment. I'm sick. I can barely move because I'm in a lot of pain. And I'm trying to get my house finished cleaning up before 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Why couldn't anybody come Monday?
We had a caregiver set up for Monday, but she backed out last minute, but we'll prioritize you. I see that this is urgent.
Oh, prioritize me.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. That's like, I know what prioritize means. I don't understand
that. So we'll try to have someone. We'll try to put you on our list of people who to look for first before anyone else. Okay?
But if you already had somebody set up for me.
That person didn't work out in the end. We had her set up, but then she backed out.
Why'd she back out? Did I scare her?
No, it wasn't anything about you. It was about her. She just...
Well, it screwed me a lot. Because now she thinks this girl's my caregiver. She's 400 pounds. She scrubbed my toilet, came out of this, said why she was going to have an asthma attack, considering I scrubbed my toilet the day before. She said my bathroom was clean. She never scrubbed the tub. I'd rather go in there with a toothbrush now and go along the edge because it's changing color. My tub was never cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
Hold
right.
on. My phone is being douchebagged.
Okay.
I have to go and figure out how to scrub it. I'm sick right now. I gotta get this done by 2:15. By 2 o'clock. They're gonna be here between 2 and 2:35. I'm stressed out to the max. I'm having PTSD. I'm having anxiety. Because my landlord has tried to evict me 3 times in 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, listen, Tara.
And I've lost every fucking time. I have nobody here.
Okay. We're going to try to find you someone as soon as possible. However, once we find someone, we need to make sure your service coordinator sends us an authorization to allow us to service, okay? So I'll keep you posted throughout the process.
That's why she was here Monday. Here's your Monday.
The service...
My waiver program guide that allows me to have.
Okay.
He helps me with food, people, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Was here on Monday.
Mm-hmm. So she reinstated the waiver program. Okay, I understand. However, she needs to send the specific agency that has a caregiver available the waiver. So we don't have it unless she sends it.
Well, she told me I was never evicted on waiver. I never lost waiver. I don't know who told...
No, you're good. You're eligible. You're fine. What I'm trying to tell you is...
No, somebody told me that I didn't have waiver anymore. Because I left from Royal, who sent me a meth dealer, mom abuser, freaking crackhead, everything. And then I'm here now, and I have nobody. And then when she is here, she sits in a chair. My friend was here. And my friend goes, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, why are you sitting down? She goes, she's got work that needs to be done. Get up.
Yeah. Do you have anyone personal in your life who would like to be your caregiver and get paid for it?
Yeah, I would love Jennifer Quinn
to be my
caregiver. I could give you her number.
Okay, I'll go. But
she's expensive. Because she's been doing this for years now. I'll find out if she can even do it.
Okay.
Because now she's got somebody that has her live in for 5 days out of the week.
Right.
Like, she's a good person, and, like, She told my caregiver right out. She's like, why are you sitting?
Yeah, that's not right. Okay, let me know if Jennifer is interested. We'll talk to her if she wants to know about the rate or anything like that, benefits. We can let her know that. And in the meantime, we'll still try to find someone, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Bye.